This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, June 6. In Squiz Kids Today, Paddington Bear visits the palace. Ukraine's Operation Lion Rescue. Soccer champs Scorpion goal and bad news for snake haters. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
There were pop stars and entertainers, singers and soldiers and horses galore. There was a 22,000-strong crowd of flag-waving royalists crowded into the streets around Buckingham Palace. But, in the end, it was a bear in a blue duffel coat and a red hat that stole the show yesterday as the Queen celebrated her platinum jubilee. So, first things first, who's the Queen? That would be Queen Elizabeth II, the reigning monarch of Great Britain, who also happens to be Australia's head of state. But more on that in a moment. The Queen this weekend celebrated 70 years on the British throne, which is the longest any British monarch has ever ruled. She's now 96 years old, so a remarkable achievement on both fronts. And though there was a big music concert in front of Buckingham Palace on Saturday night, featuring everyone from Elton John to Alicia Keys, it was a pre-recorded afternoon tea between the Queen and Paddington Bear that stole the show. With everyone's favourite bear kindly offering the Queen a marmalade sandwich from his hat as a thank you for her 70 years of service. I've stuck a link to video of the adorable moment in today's episode notes. As for the head of state thing, well, despite the fact we have our own Prime Minister and our own government here in Australia that makes its own decisions, because of modern Australia's historical connection to Britain and the fact we are what's called a constitutional monarchy, the Queen is still the head of state here in Australia. Our new PM has appointed a minister in his government to examine whether that's still an appropriate arrangement for our country, which is why you're going to hear the word republic a whole lot more in the coming days, weeks, and months. But that's a subject for a whole other podcast.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Ukraine, where Operation Lion Rescue has been deemed a success. The war in Ukraine has affected many thousands of lives, and it's had an impact on the country's animal population too. And that includes a pride of 9 lions who have lived most of their lives in a zoo in the Ukrainian city of Odessa. Pride is the collective noun for lions. A flock of birds, a school of fish, a pride of lions. Problem is, since the war started and visitors have stopped coming to the zoo, there have been no ticket sales to provide the money required to feed the lions. So, with the help of an Australian animal welfare charity, a brave group of animal lovers went into Odessa and with borrowed trucks managed to get the lions out of the zoo and across the border into the neighbouring country of Romania, where they will be for a few weeks now until permanent homes can be found for them in African countries like Zimbabwe and South Africa. It will be kind of like Alex the Lion from the Madagascar movies heading back to his homeland.
Sport time!
So, have you ever heard of a scorpion goal? No, me neither. That was until yesterday, when Aussie soccer champ Alu Kuol scored one whilst playing for Australia in an Asia World Cup game at the weekend. A scorpion goal is where a player dives head first towards the goal while a ball is being crossed and collects the ball with the back of their heel, sending it into the back of the net. It's called a scorpion goal because, like a scorpion, it has a sting in its tail. It's incredibly athletic, requires incredible timing and skill, and maybe just a little bit of luck. Certainly, if you ask former Central Coast Mariners star Kuol, who said after the match that he had no idea how he'd pulled it off. No matter, it's now made him eligible for the FIFA Puskas Award, given each year to the goal that fans around the world vote the most beautiful goal of the year. I've stuck a link to video of it in today's episode notes. Enjoy, and maybe don't try to replicate it on the Oval at lunchtime, yeah?
Animal Kingdom.
In bad news for ophidiophobes, and let's see if you can figure out what that means by listening carefully, three Aussie scientists have conclusively busted the myth that venomous snakes don't climb. Now, you maybe already know that the Greek word phobia means fear. Some people have claustrophobia, they're afraid of tight spaces. And there are people who are afraid of spiders called arachnophobes. The Greek word for snake is ophis, so people who are afraid of snakes have ophidiophobia. And if an ophidiophobe starts freaking out at a snake in a tree or on a roof, it's common for their friends to reassure them by saying, "Hey, don't worry, everyone knows that venomous snakes don't climb." Wrong. Three Aussie experts have found that there were at least 20 species of Australian venomous snake that love to slither around in trees. I've put a link in episode notes to a video of a tiger snake climbing a tree. Ugh. When the scientists expanded their research to snakes that climb things other than trees, or that climb when they're threatened, that rose to 31 species, more than a quarter of all venomous snakes. Not the nicest news for ophidiophobes, is it?
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which war-torn country has a pride of lions been rescued from? Yeah, that's right. It's Ukraine. Question number two. What colour hat does Paddington Bear wear? Yeah, that's right, it's red. Question number three. The French Open tennis tournament takes place each year in the capital city of France. Which city am I talking about? Yeah, that's right, it's Paris.
Shout-outs.
It's June 6. Today's a public holiday in Western Australia, as they celebrate Western Australia Day. It's also World Pest Day. I am sure the two are completely unrelated. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Izzy from Vermont South, Jasper from Shoal Bay, Mohammed from Yass, Atari from Fitzroy, Eloise from Sydney, Isabella from Brookvale, Scarlett from Five Dock, and Gemma from Wagga Wagga. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Aria from Wollongong and Sylvie from Stanwell Park. Classroom shoutouts today are going to Class 6S and Ms. Foster at Kambala Girls' School in Sydney, to Class 5W and Mrs. Dunn at St. Mary MacKillop Primary School in Birkdale, and to Grades 1 to 3 at Fitzroy North Primary School, and wishing them lots of luck in their school concert performance tonight. And finally, a welcome shout-out to Ms. Britz and Grades 4, 5 and 6 at Crown Street Public School in Sydney, who have recently become fully-fledged members of Squiz Kids for Schools. We're delighted to have you aboard. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.